John, how is this a business story?
Well, the Jaguars are Jacksonville's most recognizable business around the world. I mean, when you say Jacksonville, the next word is Jaguars. So that makes it a business story. Also, it's a story about leadership, what every business strives to obtain, which is great leadership. It's so hard to define it. It's so hard to categorize it. But man, when you see it, you recognize it and people react to it.
Did you see it on display at the press conference last week?
Yeah, there were a couple of points where Tom Coughlin's personality really came to the fore. And just as a spectator, I was kind of thrilled to see it. One of those points was when the new coach, Doug Marrone, he was asked if the team's going to focus on winning football games, which he began to answer in kind of a diplomatic fashion. But then Coughlin just cut right in. Let's listen to this.
Is that going to be the focus? What else is it? What the hell would you be doing this for? We're trying to win it. We're trying to win today. Who's going to get the better lunch? No, but make any misunderstandings about why we're here.
There you have it. Simple, direct. Everybody can get it. Then there was a question about, what would it take to win a Super Bowl? What do football coaches learn as they get more experience? Marrone gave his answer, and then Coughlin just teed off. Here's some of that.
And you start to snowball a little bit, and when that thing starts to go, and people start believing in themselves, and when people come together from being a bunch of individuals to a team, a true team, in which they put everything else aside, all personal goals aside, for the good of the team, and they become one, then you've got an opportunity, and only then, to succeed.
Now, John, he's not the official coach.
No, he's not the official coach. But really, make no mistake, this is Tom Coughlin's team. You can see that in the deference that was shown to him by Kahn, Coach Marrone, and Doug Caldwell, the general manager, during the press conference. It bordered on complete and total reverence for this guy. So nothing succeeds like success, and Tom Coughlin came here in 95 as the first coach for the Jaguars. He took this ragtag group of players, he molded them into this prize powerhouse team, took it to the doorstep of playing in the Super Bowl twice before being fired, and then he was hired by the New York Giants, who he won two Super Bowls with. So there's no questioning the guy's ability to lead a football team. And Shad Khan, Doug Marrone, David Caldwell, they know that this guy knows what it takes.
That's WJCT business analyst John Burr. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.